Muy buenos días, señora presidenta, compañeras y compañeros, hermanos.
Good morning. Good morning to our Central American colleagues and friends. According to the information that we've got over the last few years, at least, there's been one person per month, a human rights defender, who has been a victim. It's a very high figure, and many are perpetrated by private persons and individuals. And I think this prompts the question, what are these sort of demonstrations that have sparked these reactions? Are they deemed to be provocative on the part of human rights defenders? Could this all have been avoided? And could one have protected these persons at risk from suffering these acts of violation and or intimidation? I'd like to know what social groups are the ones reacting violently against human rights defenders in general, and indeed what measures have been adopted by the state to investigate promptly, exhaustively, and impartially into those allegations of intimidation attacks against these groups and individuals. And if so, what results have we got from such investigations in terms of trial and convictions? Moving on to 23, from 22. What progress has been made by Honduras in reducing stigmatization of human rights defenders? Have you implemented specific programs regarding awareness raising, particularly directed at government officials and society more broadly? What measures have been taken to decriminalize slander or libel in Honduras? Have you introduced legal reforms to ensure that the right to good reputation and honor is properly protected in the civil sphere? And what we're seeing about the rolling out of criminal categorization, we are seeing things such as affecting the public space, preventing or preventive evictions. So I'd like to know what's happened with the implementation of the criminal law and the justice system against those defending human rights and those exercising the right to peaceful assembly and conduct that wasn't sanctioned or punished in the past. The right, there's also this offense of usurpation, literally, which has meant that there's been criminal prosecution because people have occupied the public space in the context of protest and preventive evictions without any judicial oversight. So what is the state doing when we're seeing this being used against human rights defenders? Have you identified specific cases where these practices have been at least corrected or investigated? And finally, topic 24. What specific improvements have you put in place in implementing the law to protect human rights defenders and journalists in Honduras? Have you identified areas that require greater attention or indeed a reform or overhaul? What about the legitimization of the Unity for Human Rights Defenders? Has that been included, particularly to include crime perpetrated by private individuals? What impact would widening this protection have in terms of protecting the rights of activists and defenders? What is the current situation of this very necessary national system to protect defenders, and what resources have been allocated to ensure that it operates effectively? Has it achieved the goals set in terms of protection and prevention of acts of violence? I would also like to make two final questions which have to do with our pillar of the United Nations, in which of course have been pretty active in terms of supporting the Honduran authorities, helping them to strengthen their human rights protection system. And I just wonder what the, I mean, if you like, what score do we get? What score do you give us in terms of helping you and your country with the human rights protection system and indeed other intergovernmental organizations and the money allocated to Honduras in that regard? And attached to that, how can we help the state of Honduras in the upcoming 5 years to ensure you get better levels of protection for human rights defenders and just a general environment that is better in terms of the citizenship as a whole in improving the entire promotion and protection system regarding human rights in your country? And does your delegation feel that there are certain areas where the support of the United Nations can be better in terms of supporting your